Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
With Valentine's Day around the corner, we figure you got to find a gift that's just different than what everybody else gets.
Yeah, because, I mean, a box of chocolates, everybody does that. The
exactly.
Heart-shaped chocolate. Not that I don't love chocolate, or a teddy bear with a balloon.
Oh, the Vermont teddy bear.
But your next-door neighbor might have the same exact gift from her husband. You don't want
Think
that.
Think outside the box.
Think outside the box. Go on a little website we like to call Craigslist, which is what helps us find the best gifts of all time.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Android tablet for sale.
Okay, whoa, that'd be nice.
Good.
Buy some electronics.
Yeah.
Yes, but in return, they want a small dog.
Oh.
Looking to trade my Kobe, I don't know what that is, Android tablet, and some cash for a Yorkie, Chihuahua, any teacup dog. Need it ASAP before Valentine. Please help ASAP to great lovable home.
Oh. Is it from ASAP,
Rocky? It looks like some guy just is like, I will get rid of anything I have to get my girlfriend a dog right now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, when you know what your woman wants, you got to do whatever it takes to please her.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Does your girlfriend like to decorate with candles and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Forget that. Free collection of belly button lint, mostly green and red. Perfect for making that special gift, like a handmade baby socks.
Belly button lint.
And it's green and red.
Like a handmade baby socks. It's taken me about 10 years to accumulate. It's a mixture of my brother's and my own lint.
Wow.
My wife says I need to get rid of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Consider getting rid of him.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'll take it if they can separate the red. I'm not a fan of green.
You know, you might have to pick that out yourself, Jetta.
Here's something you can get for your loved one for Valentine's Day.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. If you are alone and pregnant, I can be your Valentine. Yes. Already pregnant? Girlfriend wanted. Send picture and number. Nothing weird or creepy going on here. If you're into getting pregnant, though, and having babies, then we could probably get along great. I will be your Valentine. I just like having a pregnant girlfriend.
Okay.
Who does
it? It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
You know, candles are romantic.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of sets the mood for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy posted this. My mom has had her collection of candles for as long as I can remember. She made some interesting candle purchases years ago. There's a giant horse.
Okay.
An abstract one that looks like a surfer's hand throwing gang signs.
All right.
And a candle that looks like cow poo. Yeah. I'm not even making this up. So if you want to add those interesting candles to your collection, you can do so for just $25. Email if interested. Serious inquiries only.
Hey, somebody will buy it.
Somebody will, because those are some interesting candles.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe you're in the market for some candy.
Okay.
Valentine's Day candy. My ex-girlfriend gave it to me, and I don't want it. I think it's like 6 years old, but I can't find an expiration date.
So it's probably still good, then.
So it should be all good.
Yeah.
I will even allow you to try one piece to make sure you don't get sick. $12.
$12? Six-year-old candy.
Well, you know some of those chocolates are like $35.
Right.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Ed Hardy Hair Straighter.
No!
Nice.
Ed Hardy Hair Straighter and Ed Hardy Bandita Perfume. $75. For $1 extra, I will include premium Indian Virgin Remy hair extensions. That's what most hair extensions are made out of. That's actually good hair, but that's normally hundreds of dollars. So for $1, you get the premium Indian Virgin Remy hair extension. But the Ed Hardy hair straighter is $75.
Hmm.
What's a straighter?
Well, they mean straightener.
Straightener. Oh, okay.
Right, now I get it.
Forgot the N.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, straighter and the Ed Hardy perfume. So I guess I know what I'm getting, Al.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
How about a weave for Valentine's Day? Kind of like what Jenna was just talking about. This alluring weave can be found hanging on a bush on Southeast Francis Street and Southeast 36th Avenue. Not really sure how it could have gotten here, but there. But some of our guesses are the owner wanted to go back to her natural hair length, or was drunk and got a little too rough with her comb, or she got into a fight and lost.
With a bush?
I don't know. I don't know. She might want someone else to have long, luxurious hair just like she once did. Will it be you? Get it, girl. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right. How about this? You know, sometimes you want to make your woman's life a little easier.
Yeah.
You know, she does all the cooking anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm selling a strange white box of magic made by Whirlpool that heats food in an unbelievably fast amount of time.
Whoa.
How does this magic box work, you ask? I say sorcery, but the instructions claim waves at the micro level. It even illuminates its inside to show you how the magic works. I'm selling because it's just too much power to be in my hands. Use the electronic mail to ask any questions or arrange to keep this thing away from me. At least he's clever.
Very creative, yeah. Very creative and clever. All right.
Oh, boy.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
How would you like a Valentine's Day singing telegram?
Nice.
I told my dad I would stop dancing at the club, so now I have to make money elsewhere.
Well, as long as you got off the pole.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm still trying to lose about 5 more pounds, but I'll make it worth your while.
5? Give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
Only $55. You write the song, I sing it for your significant other.
Wow, she's into fives. JC, this could be like karma. You wrote into fives.
I'm 55, not
5
that.
Pounds. She's a dancer that needs to lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, only 5 pounds.
Only five. I swear that's what I would send to like a cheating boyfriend at his office. An overweight dancer singing telegram if I was mad at him.
At least she was honest.
Hey, that's an idea if you're bitter.
Yeah. You got one more, Kelly?
I've got one more for ready to wrap it up.
Go ahead, Kelly. Last one of the day.
I'm distracted. I found many pigs.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
What's better than free? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
You know, Valentine's can get a little sexy.
Yeah.
So here you go. Free. I have a stripper pole that I no longer need.
Okay.
She broke her leg and is retiring.
Oh, man. Why don't you get it to the other stripper that's off the pole now? She can take her own pole with her when she goes.
Yeah.
And
she telegram.
She can bring the pole. Yeah.
BYOP.
I bet she's in better shape than that one that's 5 pounds overweight, right. I bet.
BYOP.
Bring your own pole.
That's perfect, Big Al Mac.
Yeah, man.
And that's why we're going to find you a friend right now.
We're going to find me a friend?
Another friend? What
today
in the world?
Today, Al.
It's National Find a Friend Day. It really is. So I'm encouraging people to find a friend.
Find a friend.
Yeah. So I'm trying to make a new friend.
We're taking applicants for Big Al Mac's new friends.
I'll be honest, that last guy kind of made me sad.
Yeah.
What's his name, Larry?
Uh-huh.
Larry, the single dad.
Let's see how Chelsea does. Chelsea, say hello to your new friend, Al.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
Doing good. I actually spent the past 10 minutes trying to convince my husband to call in and be your friend, but he said you're too wimpy.
He said I'm what?
Wimpy.
Yeah, he was like, you know, I'm a manly man, but I'll be your friend, Al, as long as you don't mind that I got 3 little ones tailing behind me.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. And you tell your husband I'm on my way over there to show him what a whip looks like.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Her husband trying to stop her because you're too wimpy.
Don't be hating on the whip. Maybe I am a little wimpy, but that's all right.
Oh,
how you survive.
Wimpy need love, too.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Wasn't it nice to have Emma Kelly in the studio with us Friday?
I know.
Come on, Al.
Yeah, it was. I love it.
She's a pretty good kid.
She's a great kid.
She had a delayed start to school, so I asked her if she wanted to come to work with me. She's like, yes. And while she was up here, we were just talking about how she had just won this speech competition at school. She had to recite a poem, and she gets to go on to the next level at another school in front of all these judges. I'm so proud of her.
Wow, I know you are.
And so she recited it for us, kind of a little practice before the big day.
Hi.
Hi, Emma Kelly. I can't quit you.
No, you can't, Kelly.
Yeah, no response to that, Emma Kelly?
No.
No. Okay, cool. Okay.
But I had a really juicy story to tell.
Gotta hold on to that.
Jenny, you better hold on to it, because Emma Kelly actually has something she wants to share with the class. That's us, Emma Kelly. What did you want to tell everybody?
I won my speech contest for my poem.
Oh, yep. You did? Congratulations. Yep.
Wait, you won a speech contest?
Yes, in her first grade class.
I want to hear it.
I bet Mommy wants to hear it, too.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't have to write it. They were all assigned the same poem, and they were all, it's a little Christian school, so they were assigned a passage of scripture. They all had the same one, and a poem.
Okay.
And they had to memorize both.
Oh.
And then get up and do a presentation in front of their class and some judges.
Yeah.
And whoever wins this goes on to the next level of competition at another school.
Which is what Emma Kelly's going to have to do now.
That's right, because she won for the poem.
But if I can't make it, Sonia Clyde is going in my place.
That's
but
right.
Mommy thinks that we're going to make it.
I think you're going to make it. I think we'll be available that day.
Okay. So you're good at speeching then, is what you're saying.
Yes, I'm going to do speeches.
Yeah.
Would you like to do your speech now for everyone? Because that's good practice for the competition.
Yes.
Please do.
Okay. Spread God's word. Sometimes I want to shout with glee. Hey, everybody, look at me. I found God. I found him in the warmth of friendship and the joy of giving. I found him in loving and laughing and living. I found God. And you can find him, too. Just open up your heart and God will come to you. By Alice Joyce Davidson.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you what.
That was committed to memory. That was flawless.
That was great.
Emma Kelly, can you give me God's home address so I can put it in Google Maps? I want to pay him a visit.
I don't know.
She doesn't know. Don't try and throw her
off. She told me she found God.
Don't try and throw her off.
He has a home in the sky, right?
Where does God live?
In heaven.
That's right.
I thought it was in all of us.
Well,
he's crazy.
yeah.
I had to do a speech back when I was in, I think I was about 10 years old, in front of like 2,000 people in Atlanta, Georgia, at the National PTA Convention. And my mother.
You were a parent.
2,000 was a lot.
My grandmother was like one of the top people in the National PTA. And so she had her grandson stand on a Coke box, a Coke crate, thank you, Kelly, and present this speech to all of these people in the PTA.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to try to give you as much as I can.
Are you going to try to one-up my daughter?
No. Because no, I'm not trying to one-up you at all. I'm just trying to tell you that I can do this, too.
Emma Kelly, almost equally as well. Emma Kelly, pay attention to a professional.
No, but now keep in mind, I have not recited said poem since I was 10 years
old. Don't you give me excuses, Al. You said you were a champion speaker.
I can't remember what happened 10 minutes ago. I'll be so impressed.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Why don't you recite it now?
You can Google this when I give you the title.
All right, let me get it out.
All right.
Okay.
Myself by Edgar A. Guest.
It was going to Edgar Allan Poe, but it's Edgar A. Guest poem. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as days go by, always to look myself straight in the eye. So far, so good?
Yep. Yeah.
My computer's still.
I think there's about four verses.
Okay.
You only have about 30 lines left.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to.
Okay, where'd you go?
Something about a shelf. I
put myself straight in the eye. Have you already done that one?
Yeah, that was the first verse.
I don't want to stand with the setting sun.
I haven't done that.
Okay, that's where the next line is.
I don't want to stand with the setting sun. I know.
And hate myself for the things I've done.
Oh, okay, I guess I'm done.
How'd you think that went, Emma Kelly?
Thank you.
Look at her, so supportive.
Thank you, Emma Kelly.
Applaud if you think Emma Kelly was the winner.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No!
I think both of us were the winners.
Thank you, Emma Kelly. Everybody's a winner.
No, Emma Kelly, clearly you were the winner.
Because I don't like choosing between people. I don't know why I chose the only one was the Seattle Seahawks. I should have chose both of them.
But they won.
Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, but would you choose both JC and Al? Or
yeah, you did pick Big Al as your best friend a couple years ago.
Yes, I did.
Why did you stop being best friends with JC?
I didn't.
Yeah,
you did. What happened?
We know why, and it's okay.
You can tell.
He needs to know why.
What did he do?
I don't remember.
You do.
Because he got married?
No.
It's not because he got married?
Are you sure?
Because that's what we all thought it was. Mm-hmm.
Is it because I had a baby?
No, it happened at the wedding. It's like something clicked off in her at the wedding.
And it was like JC was just your favorite. Love JC, want to hang out. You were best friends. And then it was Al.
You tried to stop my wedding. It was me getting married, wasn't it?
Yeah, she did.
I was just embarrassed.
You were trying to start your own rom-com?
all of you are crazy.
You know what? That is a good script for a movie. A flower girl who's like obsessed with the groom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
like, you know, in an innocent way and tries right. to ruin the wedding. And then, that's
and
then really great
and
premise.
Throws all the petals on the bride.
And then she goes, it's like, I object.
That's your next Disney movie. Now?
What's your second one?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed about this one.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because it's just a little embarrassing.
Well, what is it?
It's about being on the radio.
So report okay. about being on the radio.
Okay.
You wanted me to do it.
Well, you know, give you something to do. We got up here for after
work.
10 minutes. I'm bored.
Busy work.
I'm bored. All I'm right. bored. I said, well, write a report.
Okay, here's Emma Kelly's report about being on the radio.
Okay, here we go.
What it's like to be on the radio.
So far, so good.
It's not done yet.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
See, that's why she's not your best friend.
Here.
I know. Well, when you start being on the radio, it's a little scary talking in front of 1,000 people sometimes.
Yeah, 1,000 people. That's
some,
about
on a,
it.
On a good day.
We like telling people it's so, like it's like it's like 2.1 million.
Yeah. No, it's 1,000. No, it's 1,000.
It's 49 actually.
Round more, yeah, more realistic.
Keep, continue.
You people are so interrupting.
You people.
Did you hear that?
She went,
you, she went, you
oh,
people.
No, you didn't.
She's talking, she's talking about
into the face.
Don't hurt my child.
She said you people. Though.
She's talking about y'all.
Go ahead.
But for me, since my mom is on the radio, and everybody's my friends here, I added that part.
Well, you added all
good.
Of it.
Yeah, that's good.
You improved it.
It is your report.
I'm not scared.
You're not
yeah.
scared?
Yeah.
Good. Good. You're a pro.
Thank you!
That was the whole report?
And, Michaela, you know that's the best way when you're giving a speech, if you get nervous and you're staying in front of people, you say, you just think, I'm talking to my friends. You look at one friend and you just think, I'm just talking to my friends. We have to think that every day when we're talking to people.
Well, can
just
I just
friends.
Say?
Mm-hmm. What?
Because I was the only one who clapped.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just clapped?
Mm. I clapped
baby,
for you?
I clap sorry, you all the time.
Sorry.
My baby. Goodness.
See, that's why we're best friends. That's why we're best friends.
Oh, man.
Come give me a hug.
Well, I'm really rubbing off on
come here,
her,
baby. Right?
The thing is, Big Al just randomly claps for no reason.
There you go.
I'm sorry I didn't clap, baby.
I clapped.
I liked
you're
your
my
speech.
Own mother.
I know.
Right?
I'm your own mother.
I got news for you, McKelly. Actually, I'm your daddy.
Ready, pull up, then. It's my daddy.
Oh,
I wish you would have gone, really?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Is it possible that making $50,000 a day is just too much?
No.
To the point where it would drive you to quit and just leave that money out there because you don't want it anymore.
Huh. So you don't want the money or you hate how you have to earn it?
Well, Jenna, I'm sad to announce that Flappy Bird...
Who?
Flappy Bird, the app.
Flappy mm-hmm. Bird, yeah.
It's that app where the bird goes through the tubes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the most downloaded game. Can be downloaded no more.
Why?
This past weekend, the game designer, he's 29 years old. He's Vietnamese. His name's Dong Nguyen. He removed Flappy Bird from the app stores and tweeted, I cannot take this anymore.
Yeah.
50 million people had already downloaded.
He cannot take what anymore?
The pressure.
The pressure.
The pressure of what?
A Flappy Bird.
He already invented the app, right?
He gave people warning. Well, see,
it's hard, Al. It's so
hard. He created it about a year ago, but it kind of bubbled, and then suddenly it took
just,
off.
It blew up.
And then he just can't handle the pressure.
The pressure of what?
It's too hard. I think we don't know. It's really fishy right now. But
the ads were generating, you know, like $50,000
golden.
A day.
I mean, he's done working. I mean, he's already created it.
But I think he started getting so many hate comments saying, this game's too hard.
Too hard.
I wasted my whatever money on this, blah, 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 that he just took it to heart and was like, this isn't right.
I can't
take this anymore.
So $50,000.
He pulled it from the app store. He's making $50,000 a day.
A day.
In ads.
Wait, I'm going to get, hold on. That's $200,000 a week.
Yeah.
No,
just in ads.
Uh-huh.
And so we. Billion,
I need to put some ads on stuff.
That's almost $1 million a month.
I mean, my high score in this, and I'm pretty good when it comes to video games.
Yeah.
5.
Uh-huh.
What? That's my score. 5. My best score is 5.
Wow.
That's how hard this game is. And I'm a devout app player.
Well, good for him for making a hard game. That's cool.
It's so hard. I don't even understand how people get past 10. It blows my mind. We have a
it
nice
blows your mind, huh?
We have a nice little song to have this go on its merry way.
Oh.
Bird is flappy,
tap along. If you feel the bird will go through the tubes.
This game is crappy.
I've played for 3 hours now and I still haven't improved.
This bird is flappy.
Flapping strong all day and night. Nothing that I can do.
A bird so flappy.
Now it's all I play. What has my life come to? 5 is my score. 5.
5.
I played for a long time.
How much time have you really dedicated to this game?
A lot.
That's what he said. He said he was concerned because people were becoming too addicted.
I was sitting there playing forever, and then it gets to the point where you get so frustrated that, yes, you do want to throw your phone. And I'm sure that's happened more than once.
Do you know how addicted our boss is to this?
Mm-hmm. How addicted?
He was the first person that told me about it last week.
Oh, so he finally left Candy Crush for Flappy Bird?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Flappy Bird.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend who works here, and he came in. I thought I was in trouble because we weren't working and talking, but he was just so stressed out he needed to vant about his Flappy Bird score.
Wow. What game was it that we played on a plane, Kelly? And you had never even played
Angry
it before.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
I'd never
Kelly's
played
addiction
it.
Started.
She had never played it before. We get on an airplane. She played it for the next, month, I think? I mean,
I get on a streak of something and I can't stop. I remember I sat up playing Plants versus Zombies one night and I looked over the clock and I'm like, oh, my God, I've got to go to work
now. It takes forever.
I sat up all night playing Plants versus Zombies.
Remember when I had my Smurfs Village? I was taking care of more of my Smurfs Village than I was taking care of my own house.
I had to delete Smurfs Village because Emma Kelly accidentally bought $99 worth of Smurf berries.
What?
Yeah,
how that happened, I don't even know. I was furious. She didn't even know how to play the stupid thing.
You want to buy more Smurf houses so you can get more Smurfs to help you out the farm.
She bought $99 worth of Smurf berries. I didn't even know. I didn't even know how she did it. She didn't have my password.
But anyways,
you were PO'd.
So Flappy Bird has been pulled from the App Store, and you can never play it again. Or can you? Here to talk more about this matter is Russ Face.
Russ Face in the house.
Oh, we got some inside scoop.
Yeah, Russ wants to get on the radio.
He's the internet expert.
Yeah, he does our social media.
Social media apps expert.
How's it going, Russ Face?
It's good. We have we kind of have a big announcement.
Oh, we do?
Well, you're not wearing a scarf today. That's concerning.
I know.
Or a hat.
It's freezing.
Or a Russ Face hat.
It's at my desk.
Oh, okay.
Okay. A scarf.
Now, if you don't know who Russ Face is, he handles our social media.
Mm-hmm.
You email him if the Kid Nation app's not working.
Mm-hmm. And he also walks around the office with a cup. What
are you drinking?
Orange juice.
Mimosa.
Anytime Russ leaves his desk, he's got this cup in his hand. He just walks around. He's that guy at the office.
Pretty much attached, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the big announcement?
Well, okay, so you were talking about our boss who is so into this game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was thinking yesterday, George, we mentioned him several times. He's the big boss around here. And George wants to buy, he wants Kid Craddock in the Morning to buy Flappy Bird.
Hold up.
Whoa.
Hold up.
It's 99
Not
cents.
A joke.
It's
not a joke
cents.
At all.
It's just 99 cents or
Actually,
something.
It's a free app.
Oh. See, it's free.
No, I thought you had to pay after a certain number of plays.
Oh, I thought you meant he wanted to buy, the thing that this dude just quit. Like, the company.
By the company. By the game, by the code, by the rights, by everything.
I have a feeling we're not the only ones with this bright idea.
Maybe not.
Okay.
But we're going to make him an offer he can't refuse?
Well, the dude was already
because he said he's not selling it. He tweeted out, he said, I can't take it anymore, but I'm not. And then another tweet said, I'm not selling it. But maybe we'll make him an offer he can't refuse. Plus, we're going to have all the listeners behind us because we created an online petition for them to sign.
We created an online petition.
Well, if we get enough signatures, the president has to.
That's right. That's right.
Well, 100,000.
Well, and we have a list of reasons why he should sell Flappy Bird to
us.
So these are the reasons that we want to buy. Kid Craddock in the Morning wants to buy Flappy Bird.
You have how many reasons? You have
7.
7 reasons.
Number 7.
7.
We love Flappy Bird and want to keep it free.
Okay.
Number 6.
Many listeners of Kid Craddock in the Morning didn't hear about Flappy Bird until it was too late. We want them to be able to download.
That's true.
I'd be one of those people.
Yeah, me too.
Number 5.
We want to be able to challenge friends who've never downloaded it before.
Okay.
Number 4.
We have additional ideas to make Flappy Bird even more popular and fun.
Ooh, more ideas?
I can't talk about that yet.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was going to ask. Okay.
I can't talk about it.
Number 3.
Our parent company, through our parent company, Yay Networks, we have the patience and team to keep Flappy Bird supported and working for years. We want your children to be able to play Flappy Bird just like our kids can play Mario now.
Flappy Bird.
Number 2.
When you say our kids, whose kids are you referring to?
Yeah.
You're going to have kids?
The listening family?
You know, some of us who don't have
you
kids
dating
yet.
Again?
Some of us who don't have kids yet.
Rust face got little rust faces running around?
Not yet.
Okay.
So with the annual wage in Vietnam being only $1,800, we believe that Dong has Yes, that's his name.
Dong.
Has made enough from Flappy Bird to last a very long time, and when we give him a one big lump sum, his family will be set for life.
Well, he's
already making $50,000 a day.
He's set for life on one day.
He's already set for life because he has a whole bunch of other apps.
Even more now. Yeah.
Okay, and?
And finally, number one, we want to make spinoffs such as, if you look at the monitor, Big Flappy Al.
Well, those in your car can't look at your monitor, but when you can, get to...
Yes. We posted it on Facebook. There's Big Flappy Al right there.
Big Flappy Al.
What is
Big
Flappy
Al. You know what, Al? I better get some points. This is all full circle.
I better get some points.
Al, this is full circle. Flappy Flap.
Flappy Flap. Yeah, the Flappy.
Big Flappy Al.
Yeah, okay, yes. I'll take that. I'll take Flappy
Al. Oh, that's cool.
So we want to do other spinoffs like that.
All right.
Can I get Flap Dash C?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm in.
Al, you're a...
Dude.
Big Flappy Al. You're a Flappy guy now.
Yeah, Big Flappy Al.
Big old Flappy Al.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, so
anyone can sign the petition at befreeflappybird.com. We want to get tons of signatures so Dong Nguyen will sell us
the
app.
Come on, Dong.
I'm feeling really confident about our chances.
Come on, Dong.
This happen.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
Never
kind of the underdog. I mean, Zynga could buy it or we could buy it.
Should we write him a song, maybe to Cisco's Dong song and call it the Dong song?
I don't...
Let
you might like
me
it.
See that dong.
Okay, stop it.
Dong.
You know, sometimes I like when people write songs about me.
You just did the whole, because I'm Flappy. Just go with
you
that.
But make it about his name.
No, okay.
No, well, because we're too juvenile up in here for that.
Don't want to do the dong. I don't know. We're going to the dong.
Actually, you know what I'd prefer more than us buying Flappy Bird?
What?
Having a ringtone of Al singing, Let Me See That Dong.
What was that website again, Russ?
BeFreeFlappyBird.com.
B, just the B, not B-E.
B-E.
Oh, B-E.
You sure
B-E.
Made it long.
Free.
Well, SaveFlappyBird.com was already taken.
So other people are ahead of us.
We're that far behind, we can't even get Save Flappy Bird?
Oh, we tried.
Yeah, we had to get Save Flappy Bird 10.
We want Flappy Bird really, 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 really bad.com.
BeFreeFlappyBird.com.
Okay.
Got
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Russ.
All right.
No problem.
It's the Kim Craddock Morning Show. Oh, you should know
that this is the last song. If this song sounds familiar to you, it should, because we played it a lot. A couple years ago, Kid Craddock actually was watching American Idol, and he saw this gentleman on the show, and he actually made it all the way to the television round.
Yeah.
And they let him go. And we all came in the next day, and we're like, That's a mistake.
They got it wrong.
And so Kid decided to start this competition called Idol Got It Wrong, where Tim Halperin would compete against every single American Idol contestant of the night, or one
during
each week.
Yeah.
And then the listeners would vote on who did it better, and Tim basically did better than every single one of them
Wiped
each
out the
week.
Competition.
Mm-hmm.
And joining us live from somewhere on the road is Tim Halperin.
Somewhere.
Where are you, Tim?
Guys.
What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Doing good. You're all big time now.
Yeah, where are you at?
I guess. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee currently.
Oh,
so
wow.
Apparently. So you just, wherever they tell you are, you wake up, where am I today, guys?
Yeah, the people, the weird voice in my ear just tells me where to go. It's awesome. But I'm good. It's weird. Like, I'm really excited. The album released today, the new album, and I'm stoked. But, like, I hear your guys' voice, and I miss you.
Aww.
It's really weird. Like, I've been excited to move out to Tennessee and write a bunch in Nashville, but I don't know. I've thought about it a lot, and I miss you guys a lot. I came up with the reasons why I miss each of you most.
Oh, wow.
You did?
So, yeah. Do you mind if I share them with you?
Not at all.
We're
talking to Tim Halperin, who was on American Idol and on our contest, Idol Got It Wrong.
And has a new album today.
Mm-hmm. And goes on the Kids trip
with
us.
First off, we're going to hear why he misses us.
Okay. Tim, go ahead.
Ready?
Yes.
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
Hey, Al. Miss you, bro. I miss you. Hey, Al, you know why I miss you most?
Why?
I really miss you always trying to get me to play at your bar for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I really miss is when you got me to drive 40 miles because Gavin DeGraw was going to be at your bar for 5 minutes and you wanted to use my keyboard in case he wanted to play, and then he didn't show up, and then you had me play instead for free.
That was awesome. Yeah, I miss you too, Tim. He actually did show up. Tim was too late. Yeah. But
he didn't pay him nothing?
In fact,
okay, give him a burger. Let's
remember.
He gave me like $20.
$20, yeah. Al? You didn't even give him gas
it's
money?
A gift card. Yeah.
Let's remember the beautiful duet that Big Al and Tim did back in the day.
Uh-oh.
I've been to London. I've been to Paris. Even way out there in Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia. To New Orleans. Baby, you always still
the show. I assume this is on the new album. Like
that, girl, probably not. Tim, what were you thinking doing duets with us?
I don't remember why
we
did that.
No.
The envy of B.O.B. I knew Big Al really had it in him.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Oh,
dude, I forgot just how... You sound like you're on NyQuil or something.
I probably was. Probably a little hungover from the night before.
Well, we're not
addicted.
We're not singers, Tim.
No. Okay, no. So who else do you miss, Tim?
Well, JC, miss you, bro, dude. I'm going to call you bro, dude, from now on.
That's bro, right,
dude.
Okay. Thanks, bro, dude.
Okay, sweet. JC, you know what I miss you most?
Why, Tim?
Well, I really miss playing flag football with you and you getting really competitive and ripping my favorite V-neck shirt. And I miss girls always using me to try and get your phone number and talking about your body.
Wow.
Wow.
Thanks, Tim.
So, you're welcome anytime.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey, Tim.
I miss you, Jenna.
Oh,
and you know what I miss most about you?
What is that?
I miss how you always talk about you and Holly wanting to take piano lessons from me every time I see you, and then you never follow up on it.
Yeah. You know, I'm real busy, Tim. Actually, I thought I'd be a beatdown to you trying to give me piano lessons.
Well, I don't know. I think what did it was you got so into Bon Iver and his piano cover of I Can't Make You Love Me that you just wanted to.
Yeah.
And then every time you saw me, you wanted to again, but never happened.
I'm so well, it's because you had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's really the main reason why I didn't want to take piano lessons with you anymore.
Well, you know, tomato, tomato.
Speaking of I Can't Make You Love Me.
Oh.
Speaking of tomato.
Yeah. Come on. Kelly Raspberry and Tim Halpern did this song together.
God, it makes me cringe. And you can make
your heart Why did we do those duets?
I
was terrible.
No.
We
no
might idea. Have ruined no. Tim's career.
Because we wanted to piggyback on Tim's career. We want it to be...
Kelly, you got some really good response from doing that thing.
Yeah. Kelly's got chops, man.
She does have chops.
I know. Well, I was serious because after that happened, people were going nuts about that duet and mainly about Kelly's voice. And Kelly, do you remember I offered for you to be on my album, my first album?
I do, and nothing ever happened
what?
With that.
I don't think he offered me that.
Wait, you're telling me Kelly Raspberry could have been on a Tim Halpern album and it never happened?
Yeah. She could have. I mean, I was sincere about that offer, but... I guess, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't remember. But Kelly, I still think we got an album track in it. You know,
all right.
I think we got a duet.
I'll start working on it and get rid of that nose thing. I sing through my nose. It's awful. All right.
No, I don't think. But do you want to hear why I miss you, Kelly?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, do you remember that one night that we danced into the wee hours of the morning?
Whoa. No, I don't.
Huh.
Yeah, I think you'd had a little bit to drink. But,
did we dance?
Yeah, you did.
It was in Fort Worth. There was one night at a Fort Worth.
Oh, that
like,
function.
Gala,
you remember that function we went to? And Tim was playing with that band. You remember that?
I dance?
We're sitting up on stage.
How does Al
exactly?
I remember it, and Kelly doesn't.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't drinking that
I
night.
I don't remember dancing.
It was 8-drink, Kelly.
Yeah, I think it was. Well, anyways, Kelly, we danced for like 3 hours, and I'll never forget that night.
3 hours.
And, so I miss
by
you,
one of us
but
all.
I really miss dancing with you. But also, in Tennessee yet, I haven't met a girl who's a diva who also shops at Ross Dress for Less.
You need to look harder. So, we're everywhere.
Yeah, it's like a cult.
I guess. Well, I haven't found them, so you need to show them to me. But there's one more. It's not one of y'all, but Russ Face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I miss Russ Face because he would always take me to Rangers games. And he introduced me to hot girls there as Tim Halpern, the guy from Kid Craddock's Idol Got It Wrong.
That sounds like Russ
Face. There was one game, I'm not going to give full disclosure, but there was one game where Russ, he went missing. And I found him later on, and he happened to be with one of the girls who introduced me to as Tim Halpern from Kid Craddock's Idol Got It Wrong.
He used you for girl bait.
You worked.
You were like wingman.
Yeah, well, you know, I do what I can.
Yeah.
Russ Face, man. No shame, baby.
Well, yeah. All right, Tim, well, tell us about the new album since it comes out today.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
The name of the new album is Heart Tells Your Head. And I'm pumped. I love these songs so much, and I think having put out an album before and then just been on the road and then had a lot of opportunity to write, I think refine what I do. I think these songs are really great, so I'm excited about it.
Did you write everything on the album, Tim Halperin?
I did, yeah. I did some co-writes. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of writing now, being out near Nashville. But everything on the album I had a hand in writing, and it's been actually really easy to get inspiration the last couple of years. So, I wrote a ton for the album.
So you already got your first single ready to go? What's your favorite?
Yeah, I do. I got the first single queued up. It's called Jolene.
Jolene?
Not to be confused with Dolly Parton's Jolene. But, it's a fun track. I think you guys will dig it.
Who was the inspiration for Jolene?
It's one of those songs where... gosh dang it, Kelly. I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah. Well,
you can't have a song title after a girl's name.
You should have had your answer ready.
And not expect for people to ask you the inspiration for it.
I don't want to say any names, but...
Well, Jolene is her name.
No, it's a fake name, Al.
No, her name is not Jolene, Al.
Oh, I didn't know Jolene.
No one would be stupid enough to put her name as the title of the track. I think we all go through those phases where we find ourselves in relationships that we don't want to be in. And it's tough to come to grips with that, but at the same time, I think there's a positive thing about that, because you learn from every relationship. And so, basically, that song's about finding yourself in that situation.
Who is it?
What's her name?
Dang it, Kelly. Yeah, I'll play on a personal call.
What's she look like, at least?
Yeah.
She looks like any girl Big Al's ever hit on.
Okay.
So she goes to TCU. Yeah. Okay, good deal.
Yeah.
We got it narrowed down. Okay.
Now, Tim.
I actually don't think that y'all met this particular girl.
Oh, okay.
So sometime, Kelly, we'll have a coffee date, and I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, I just got asked out by a rock star.
Are you going to be on the next album? You're going to get coffee with him?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day, Tim?
I don't have any plans yet, but I need to. It's been so crazy getting ready for the album release, which is not a good excuse at all. But I need to come up with something.
Now we're talking to Tim Halperin, whose album just came out today, and you've grown very attached to Kids.
Yeah.
And this album is, they're telling me this album's going to help out with Kids.
Yeah. Kids has become really near and dear to my heart. I mean, I was crazy about it before even being a part of it, and just the concept of what y'all are able to do for these kids. But when Kid asked me to write a song for Kids, which was 3 years ago now, which is hard to believe, and I wrote All You Got, and then I did another one, Shine Like Stars, and we got to go on the trip. And those kids, in so many ways, have really changed my life and the way that I look at what I do. Because it's like sometimes we get so caught up in things that really don't matter, and we put our hopes and our validation in so much that really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And to see these kids in Disney World and to see the joy that brings, not only in Disney World, but afterwards, because now after being on the trip, I've been able to see people like Krista, who had this crazy new surgery that totally is going to cure her after a 2-year recovery, and to see Madison, who got a brand new heart, to see Marcos, a brand new set of lungs. I mean, it's just crazy to me that what they hang on to most and what really helps them through are the memories of Disney World. And so it's not just a week-long trip. I mean, it is, but it really, you know, helps give these kids so much hope and so many incredibly memories to smile at with what they go through. So anyways, all that to say, it was only fitting for me to give back with the album. So 15% of all the album sales will go back to Kids.
Oh, nice.
New record.
Okay. Wow. That's so nice of you.
Very nice. Appreciate it, man. So who's Jolene really about?
Absolutely.
No. No, and I'm really proud of Tim, because we've had people go on the trip before, and mm-hmm. but Tim gets it.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Tim gets it.
Right.
Out of all the artists that have gone on our trip, not that I'm saying anything bad about anybody else, but Tim, you really get it, man, because you've gone on it countless times, what, 3 or 4
Thanks,
times
dude.
Now. And you keep in touch with these kids. You remember their names. You remember their stories. And you still continue to help out mm-hmm. with your music, which, man, I can't thank you enough, man. Thank you so much for keeping this going for us and for Kid.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that to me is the other joy of it is, you guys get it too. I mean, don't sell yourself short. And I appreciate so much you guys continuing to have me on the trip and have me on the air. And it's so incredibly rare for, I'm not on a huge record label. I'm not making millions of dollars. But what I learned from Kid was that it doesn't matter. I mean, whatever you do, just be genuine and be yourself. And I just love so much being a part of it. And I love that that's Kid's legacy, and I to be a part of that is, man, such a joy. And I know you all feel the same way. So, the compliment is right back to you guys.
So where can we get this album there, Tim Halperin?
Man, if you guys could go to iTunes and get it today, it would mean a ton because this week is huge for sales and chart placement and all that good stuff. If you go on iTunes, Heart Sells Your Head is the name of my new album.
What is it?
Man, I'd appreciate it.
What's the name of it?
Heart Sells Your Head.
Heart Fills Your Head?
Heart Tells Your Head?
Heart Tells Your Head. Let me write that
Heart
down.
Tells Your
Heart
Head.
Tells, yeah. I write slow, your head.
And this is Tim's single, Jolene.
Hi, Tim Halperin.
Didn't I tell you I would run? Didn't I doubt this all along? Didn't I thought I'd hold out for true love? Didn't I tell you this was wrong? Didn't I doubt this all along?
Tim Halperin, thank you so much for joining us, buddy.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on the show, you guys, as always. Miss you. I really do miss you guys.
So. Miss you, Tim.
Miss you too, man. Miss you too, man.
To talk to you guys soon.
All right, see you when you're on tour.
Yeah, get Tim's
album.
Yeah,
will.
Heart Tells Your Head.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, it looks like our bachelor is on the apology tour. Juan Pablo went on Good Morning America talking about his misspeaking about having a gay bachelor, and he said they're pervert.
Pervert.
What? He said they're pervert. Remember he said that? So he wants to clear things up with the world.
Okay. It was a misuse of a word in English. Like I said, people don't understand it, and it's been hard, you know, because to me, when I speak English, it happened to me 2 months of filming. Sometimes the words that I use were not interpreted the way that they should be interpreted. Or I use a wrong word, so I will go on my phone, Google, find the right word, and do it that way. So, I talked to Glad. We make sense between each other. We talked about the situation. We understood each other. I have family. I have friends. I've been around gay people all my life. I have a cousin who's gay. Mm-hmm. His sister's a nun.
His family's like, don't
It's been
me.
Around my house all my life. So, to so me, it was just a misunderstanding.
Because of all that, did the backlash surprise you? And what have you learned from it?
Well, you know, I learned that people just need to worry about their lives and my lives. And, you know, it's about respect, you know? I respect everybody. It doesn't matter the color of their skin, you know, their religion. We just got to respect everybody as they are because they were born that way. You know, and as long as we respect each other, I think we're going to be good.
He quoted Lady Gaga. Maybe we were born this way.
He respected them last night. He respected at least six of them. Did I count six women?
Yeah, I didn't hear him bring up his daughter watching once.
No, not this time, Kelly.
No.
This was, Jenna,
you guys, I tell you, I've actually put some effort in.
Did you watch?
Around. Well, for 5 minutes.
He must have broken the world record of kissing women on The Bachelor.
I'm over him.
I don't find him, I've never been a huge fan of the show, but I just really don't find him interesting.
And it seems like
he's not.
I can't understand him.
There's communication barriers.
He's gotten caught up in his own Kool-Aid. He's drinking his own Kool-Aid.
That happens. And you got all these women throwing themselves at you.
I can imagine, you know, it's just, I don't know. He's just evolved into, like, at the beginning of the season, everybody's like, oh, Juan Pablo, it's one-uary or whatever.
Well, you think you love the accent, and he's cute at first glance, and you start thinking, wow, his eyes are set a little too close together, and his hair is stupid.
And his hair's kind of bugging
stupid.
Me a little bit. And he's just got to keep that gun in the holster. He's just shooting everywhere with his kissing. Anybody that wants some tongue.
And all I can think about is the rash these girls must deal with because he's always got that 5 o'clock shadow. I'm like, oh, that beard burn you get. Mm-hmm. I know you guys don't understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but
it's painful for me to watch him kiss girls.
And I was wondering if you thought this yesterday, Kelly, because I was watching this, and it went from him kissing the first girl, and then another one came in, and he kissed her, too. And then the third one came in, and he kissed her, and I was like,
it's gross.
And I kind of got the he's drunk vibe. Like, he's that guy that's really touchy-feely.
I mean, they're all drinking wine.
Yeah.
They're all being plied with wine.
So I think licking them up.
He got a little bit tipsy is what I was getting at, you know, because why would you make out with that many girls on national television?
You just made sense of it.
He's drunk.
His standards are lowered because he's hammered.
And then,
plus he's getting rid of, you know, every week he gets rid of the ones he's least attracted to.
Right.
So using that my daughter's watching excuse worked because these are all the women he didn't care about. Well, now the ones he's kind of hot for, screw his daughter. He didn't even mention her.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's ridiculous. What happened to my daughter's watching? I can't do this. I've got to respect her. It's like,
I don't care. I don't fault him for kissing all the girls. That's what he's on there.
He's hypocritical.
But it's too much.
He's just boring. I wouldn't want to kiss him.
Yeah, it's not even that he's boring. The show is just boring.
Well, they talk about how funny he is, and he's like, he treats them more like they're 4 years old. He's like, oh, you're so cute. I want to pinch your cheeks. And I'm like, oh, God, I couldn't stand it. No. I could not stand it last night.
I know. And that's why I think they should just give us the show unedited. Mm. So show us what he was really saying. Because I don't think that those encounters went as they went. I think they cut a lot of things off. I think he was like really tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
And they made him look a little bit better than he had. So this is what it actually sounds like when The Bachelor does not edit their Bachelor episodes.
Okay.
With drunk Juan Pablo.
Whoa, you cut right to the chase.
Okay.
You go right in, huh?
I am trying to break the Kiss record. I only need two more, I think.
What?
Hey, producer lady?
Juan Pablo, I'm a guy. You tried to make out with all the female producers, and they're suing us for sexual harassment.
Okay. Hey. Just don't tell the gringos watching that I was drunk tonight.
Juan Pablo, I wish I could. I really do, but standards and practices won't let us.
Oh, okay. Hey, you want a kisser?
What?
You want a kisser? Tienes mundo. And I like to share, because caring is caring.
Close enough. Let's make out. I love how giving you are, Juan Pablo.
Okay, you guys are weird.
That was Charlene.
How about that?
How do you feel about that, Kelly?
How was that? How was that for the white guy voice?
Still don't understand what he's saying.
I'm serious. They needed closed captioning last night. They really did.
If they do it for Honey Boo Boo, that's English.
They should do it for Dark Wine.
This is how the Nikki encounter went.
Hey, you remember when I kissed you? When I kissed you in the ball?
It was. Just 2 hours ago, didn't forget.
Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
Shh. What is that? Is that camera?
What?
Yeah, you know, they film. They film us, remember?
You want to see this? You want to see this?
Are you shushing me?
¿Quieres ver como amo un latino?
I don't care if you shush me. No. I just love when you speak Spanish.
Oh, they are watching us. Hey, play that. Play that.
Play dead.
Uh-oh. I think I pee in my pants.
Oh,
now I kiss you.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's how I think the actual encounter is.
All right.
I'm good with you just summing it up. Between Kelly tweeting, I know you were back on last night tweeting a little bit.
Yeah.
Between your tweets and your reenactment, I feel like it's more entertaining than
you really don't
the
need
10 hours I'd have to spend watching
it. Yeah, it's just boring.
You're welcome.
Just boring.
Yeah.
But they're winding it down. I mean, man, they're traveling all over the place. Mm-hmm. They were in...
Where were they last night?
Oh, God.
They were in
New Zealand.
New Zealand, and then they go to Miami next
week. The week before, where were they? They were like Thailand.
Vietnam.
That's Vietnam. Cool. But why do they travel so much? Vietnam to New Zealand and now to Miami, which is his home turf.
Because it's paid for.
That means just so much.
Yeah, you can.
It is.
I've always said you can fall in love with anyone you'd put me with in a romantic location.
Right.
Or some exotic vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd fall in love with like a 100-year-old man.
Really? Stunt.
We'll do that next week.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.